Okay, let's see. You know, I was thinking I needed to make a recording, and of course now that I finally get around to it, I don't remember what I was going to make a recording about. Except to say that I've got a project I'm going to go ahead and do. Is it legal, quasi-legal? Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to use my YouTube channel, and we're going to go through a couple of, well, we're going to go through 5 books. I think it'll take 5 years, roundabout. And we've kind of become, I guess I'm going to call it a parody to try to get, so I can declare this under fair use, of the Gospel Doctrine Manual and Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood Manual A and B and Latter-day Saint Woman A and B. I didn't know if Lisa wanted to get involved with it. She probably would not. Knowing my wonderful wife the way I do, she doesn't like doing she doesn't like working with me, honestly. It usually ends up being tricky. We've tried to do Princess and or the Priest thing. It ends up just being me because she won't say anything. Or I have to make it something that she's really passionate about, which means that she's probably angry. And that's tricky. I don't think she likes that. Now, I've always got a standing rule that you never name names, and you never do it so that people can identify who you might be talking about, or just don't talk about in those kinds of terms. And most of the time, we screw that up, you know. So I don't know if Lisa will want to get involved at all. She has reasons. I think it would be far more interesting if she was a part of it, but she'll probably just say no. Can I be honest? I'm not going to say. But yeah, go through that chapter by chapter. Have a little bit of fun with it. I don't think these things should be so serious of topics that you can't make them you can't try to liven them up a little, make them a little more interesting. I think these manuals are absolutely vital. I have to be honest, I first ran into them, and it wasn't because we used them at all. I ran into them when I was on my mission up in Utah. They were out there. It was the first time I really came into contact with, it's called the Gospel Essentials class. Confusing when the manual's called Gospel Principles. I think it didn't work very well as a class because people would join the class, not conveniently, the 1st of January. So I think it might be good for it to be off the books. And to be honest, not that I really look around, I need to here. Let me look around real fast and see if anybody else has done this. This is considered an old, these are considered older manuals, although they are not. The things in them I don't think have really changed. Of course, everything's changing. They might be viewed as somewhat prescriptive, although I think the church still they're still out there. It's not like they have been rescinded and they're gone and you're not allowed to use them anymore. Not too long ago, the duties and blessings of the priesthood were the actual manuals to be studied for priesthood relief society. And it kind of died partway through in favor of people saying, no, you guys need to use that time to do discussions from various conference talks. Anyway, so let's see. Gospel. I'm driving, so this is a little weird, but I'm on a back road that is totally empty. Gospel Principles LDS. Let's see what it says. You can get a free Book of Mormon and study it. Gospel Principles, it's already out there. I don't know how important it is to do that again. 10 videos is all. It's done by somebody who's willing to put a little bit of effort into it. 60 beliefs, 60 seconds. Now it changes. That was the only one that attempted to do it. I wonder how that looks. When it says Mormon Sunday School, I'm almost kind of it's okay if it's old because there really hasn't been changes to gospel principles in a while. It used to be the basic, I think it used to be the basic Sunday school text, in places where there weren't more involved texts. Well, these guys definitely did it. Chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9. They were just done 1 year ago. So somebody already had this idea because they didn't want to turn it into a parody. Oops, some of these are rather short. I think they just read them. Not that that's bad at all. I'll need to take a look at that later to see how that flows, or if it's done by somebody, or if somebody just puts in the text in AI and AI reads it to you in very goofball stuff. That could always happen. That often happens. People trying to make a little bit of money off of basically nothing. That's really kind of my take on stuff like that. So I might still want to do it from the concept of I want a real life person doing it. And my tendency is not just to read. Let's talk about it a little bit. And of course that's what turns kind of these quasi public domain books into something new is doing kind of a parody off of it. Now you have to understand that these are made to be really basic. If there's any nuance to it, they tend to just ignore the nuance and move on. Although, to be honest, when I read it, I was totally stunned by the stuff that I had never learned in church for one reason or another. And I would tell people, this is what you're supposed to believe. And, of course, they give you this funny look that says, you know, I'm not allowed, I'm not supposed to do that. And you go, no, really. So if you go far off of this thing, you're probably wrong. And this is not what the church teaches. This is not an invitation for you to follow Christ particularly. It's an invitation to follow something else. Now you go, okay, so what are we supposed to do with that? And you go, Just can I tell you how many hundreds of either seminary teachers or wannabe seminary teachers that have rigged this? You know, it always seems to be kind of a toss-up between a wrestling match between seminary teachers and old-fashioned gospel doctrine teachers that work really hard teaching gospel doctrine. And now we don't do that anymore. And you know, that's because you're not supposed to gather teachers to yourself with itching ears. And so, I don't like to leave this to AI because AI will screw up words. And when you don't read it right, you get weird conceptions coming out of it. That's always what I said about people who, you'd have somebody read something in class and they're not a very good reader at all. And they read it wrong, and then everybody is either confused, and it's like, no wonder people don't understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. Usually it's been read to them wrong, or they don't know how to read, and when they do read, they kind of go, I don't know what that means. And it all of a sudden becomes something in the form of a ritualistic incantation. If I read the Book of Mormon all the way through, you know, I'm going to become, then God will save me. Because the prophet told me that we needed, he challenged us to read it all the way through before the end of the year. That's happened two or three times. And it's like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do. What I'm saying is probably the bulk of the things that you hope to accomplish by reading the thing all the way through is not going to be accomplished. It'll do just as good a job of making people say that this stuff is not for them. The whole idea that the Bible is a very complicated book and you need scholars to interpret it for you because you can't do it yourself. And they go, and scholars interpreting it for you has every chance of being somebody trying to twist words in their favor. And I'll just be one of those people that are trying to do that. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a chance there. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go over and listen to a little bit of it, see what it goes like. If it gets recorded, it gets recorded. And then we'll go from there. We're at 1340. So let's go ahead and do this. Uh-oh. Why is it behaving like that? There's a guy who's in a suit and tie. He's trying to impress somebody about something. I don't know if he does little lessons. I wasn't going to do that. Well, anyway, he's still rambling on, and I can't hear him. Probably because... Well, I've got this thing going. It's recording. Okay. But I can't pause it. So I'm going to go ahead and stop. I'll get back to this probably later.